Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I wish ESPN Plus existed when I was a kid. Do you know when I was a kid, if I wanted to see a Muhammad Ali
title?
They used to have on ESPN, actually, Top Rank would have super fights.
Uh-huh.
And it was Ali fights, certain fights that they had the rights to, but it was from the second half of his career when he wasn't as good as he used to be. And I was like, but how do you see the Ali title defenses from when he was at his height? There was a McDonald's on 27th Street. I used to cut school and go to the basement on a certain day of the week. They play Muhammad Ali title defenses, okay? On a projector. That's how you had to go see it. You had to cut school and go to a McDonald's basement. Nowadays, you have ESPN Plus. You see everything. Archival stuff. You can't believe it. All right. Anyway, the point is you can see it.
Can I ask you a favor real quick? At some point, can you take me to a boxing match?
Yeah, sure.
You never offered. You know that,
listen,
right?
Listen to the way he said
But you know I like that.
You said that like a jilted lover.
I like to ask
you
things
never
when we're on
That's
live
how
TV
I feel sometimes with
so
you as a friend.
So I can go back to it and replay it just in case.
I haven't got one for you. You know what? You know what, Max?
Yes.
Let's go see a game. Come sit courtside with me. Let's actually talk some hoop. You guys ever invite me to a boxing match?
No. But I have, honestly,
no,
I haven't
never.
Been recently. COVID hit. I'm very busy with
here
this show and other shows.
Here come the excuses. Here they come. A plethora of excuses.
All right. We're going to a fight.
There we go. That's all I want.
Well, notice I asked you, Max.
Yeah. That's right.
You're looking at Jay. We're going to a fight. Hold the hell on.
Harry asked.
I remember I just asked you.
Jay is there going, I shouldn't have to ask.
I mean, yeah. I want you to want to give me tickets.
Damn, now you know how we feel, Jay. I'm asking. The Bible says you have not because you ask not.
James just said that. If you're not on camera, Jay doesn't even know you exist. What are you talking about,
yeah,
James?
Yeah, James, you know, how were those tickets to WWE? Were they good? Were they
great?
Were they good for you and your kids? Great. Good. There you go. Whatever you give me, James.
I could
nothing.
Take all my kids.
Nothing.
There's
nothing.
Like a lot of them, and there was only two tickets. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was good. Yep. Never got a thank you text from you.
Live TV, he got you and radio, and expect nothing in return, James.
Fine.
That is so false.
Yeah, that's how I felt. That's how I still feel.
You might have to cut your beard now, James, off of that one.
No thank you text. The man sends you tickets.
That is inherently
untrue.
Provide
a great experience for you and your kid.
That is wildly untrue.
Something that you are passionate about.
Wildly untrue. We are... You're blatantly lying.
ESPN.com has launched a two-part series in which they name the NFL's greatest player of all time at every position. Unsurprisingly, Tom Brady, you know, was the GOAT at quarterback. No kidding. As much as we'd love to debate this, however, guys, every list has been done and debated. So here's the real question. And if you think we were just bickering then, wait till you hear this. GOAT day of the week. Wait a minute. Not just GOAT, because everyone's going to say Saturday, and of course that's true.
Yes.
Let's rank the days of the week. Let's rank them. One through seven.
The days of the week?
We are ranking the days of the week. Saturday is one. Is Saturday one?
I don't know if I think Saturday's one.
Saturday.
Nah,
you don't have
one.
To work, and the next day there's no work.
Friday
or school.
Saturday is one. You talk about college football. Come on, Saturday.
Did you just hear Pat say Friday is the number one day? You got to go to work and school on a Friday.
Friday is my number one because I know I got nothing for the next two days.
What?
To chill out, do whatever I want. Get off school, get out of work. I am kicking it. Happy hour, what time is it? Where are we going?
You have to get up
tonight?
Early in the morning on a Friday and either work or go to school all day long.
But if I hang out all day Saturday, I'm going to feel horrible on Sunday, and I already got the woes on Sunday, Max.
Hold on.
Because Sunday is going to be ready for Monday, which
Sunday
is
the Lord's Day. You're supposed to rest and reflect on Sundays.
On Sundays, yes. Watch NFL football.
Saturday's the day.
Saturday is number one by so much. Now, here's I thought this is boggling my mind.
Friday's my number one.
Sunday would be number two, but I knew that someone was going to say Friday was better than Sunday. But Jay is saying Friday's better than Saturday.
Friday is number one. Friday's my number one.
Ooh.
You cannot. I go to work on Friday, like y'all can't tell me nothing.
Friday's my number two.
Friday. I'm out of here.
We were wondering what your performances on Friday were all about. Now
our ratings go down on Friday. On show.
What's Jay's performance
Everybody
rating on Friday?
Show, I'm like, wow, Friday, that was a great day. We had a lot of fun today. I'm like, every day.
Jay ain't been here on a Friday in like a month of Sundays, though.
Hey, man. Look, man.
Sunday, Sunday there's this feeling of doom, of impending doom, because you have to go to, you know, the next day is a work day or a school day. And on this show, we have a Zoom on a Sunday afternoon. I get it. But guys, in chess, it's called the threat is worse than the execution. So let's say you don't want a certain player to make a move, or they're cramping your style with this move, and it affects your whole game, where you're better off just letting them execute the threat and getting on with your game, right? You're letting the threat be worse than the execution when you put Friday ahead of Sunday, let alone Saturday.
That's your assessment. I disagree. That's your assessment.
So I have Friday at number two. I have Sunday at three.
All right. So what's Friday on your list?
Three, obviously.
Friday's three?
Yes. Yep. Saturday's one. Sunday's two.
Why is Sunday two?
What?
Sunday is the worst day.
Sunday is God's day.
I sleep late.
Everybody out there.
I'm about to say, you damn devil.
I got it. That's why I clarify.
Blue devil, you?
Well, it depends what religion you are.
But Sunday, I wake up thinking about, I go to church, I got it, but man, I got to go to work tomorrow morning. I got to get up at 2:45.
Yeah, but then on a Friday, you actually have to do it. On Sunday,
but
you don't
care
because
I got nothing to do the next day. I'm relaxing, and I got nothing to do the next day after that. You, I got 2 days and nothing to do.
Guys.
Sunday is not the worst day.
I'm sleeping in on a Sunday. It's the only time I really
Sunday
get to sleep in.
You're sleeping on a Saturday.
The worst day.
Saturday. But
so why are you lying to the American people? You sleep in both days.
That's right. That's why Saturday's one.
Well,
I'm taking Saturday.
Your argument.
Saturday is the Michael Jordan of days. Take it out of the conversation.
Okay, so here's my thing. Here's why you're absurd with Sunday being number two.
What?
I feel like Friday's number one for me. Saturday's number one for you, Harry.
Yep, and Friday's two for me.
And Saturday's number two for me. So we're
Friday
the same place.
Is three.
It's not. You're wrong,
bro.
I
think Sunday's three.
You would rather have
three is a synonymous
What's
number
better,
Sunday,
the vacation
Holy
day?
Trinity, I get it.
What's better, the last day of vacation or the day before vacation?
The day before vacation.
Is the day before vacation better than the last day of vacation?
Because I'm going on vacation.
Yes, Max. On vacation.
Max, what are you talking about right now?
Max.
You know what?
The last day of vacation, I'm thinking about, damn, how can I stay on vacation for a few more days?
I'd love to be the owner of a team and negotiate a contract with you. Hey, guys. I'll give you the contract tomorrow. Isn't this the greatest day of your life, or do you want the money now?
You're not going to calamari me. I'm not signing it.
What are you talking about?
You're actually experiencing the thing on a Sunday.
You're the only crazy-ass person I've ever met in my life that will name the last day of vacation
as better than the day before.
What are you
doing? No, not the
Max,
best day.
Max,
Saturday is the best
Max,
day without
Max,
question.
Max. Let me clarify. Let me tell you something. You're going on vacation next week for a week and a half, right? Today's Friday. You're telling me like, yo, I'm about to be out of here for a week and a half.
So you would rather be thinking about being at the beach than being on the beach?
The day before I go?
Yes.
Yes.
Guys, I don't know what to tell you. You have to start to live in the moment.
I'm already checked out. I'm already on the beach.
You have to live in the moment more in that case.
What do you mean?
You're the anticipation of... So,
You are the worst human being.
I can't wrap my brain around this,
I
Max.
Don't understand
I just
this.
Don't.
Jason in Ohio, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today.
We barely got through one and two.
Morning, guys. Man, Jay's dead on. You can't be arguing with a dookie. It's TGIF, Max.
Thank you.
What's
Thank
wrong
God
with you?
It's Friday. What's wrong with you?
Because you have the weekend
Sunday.
Now.
Who walks around saying TGIF? No, nobody.
I feel
nobody's ever said that.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
About the acronym. They're saying that because we just had 4 days of work. We really need.
I mean, you
should.
You guys would rather do the thing that you don't want to be doing, than have a vacation from it. If you know this is that the vacation is not permanent.
Oh, you're just arguing yourself. In circles.
I don't understand.
You're arguing yourself in circles.
Troy really in Virginia.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Troy.
I kind of agree with Jay. However, Saturday or first day of vacation, whichever way you want to look at it, is probably a little better than the day you're thinking about it.
See, Troy, my only thing
I think both sides are arguing good points, but I think Friday's a great day, but that first day you're on vacation or that Saturday is probably a little bit better because you're not having to worry about work.
First rule of callers.
A little bit
First
better.
Rule of callers, don't call in here saying both sides are right. I don't like it.
By the way,
makes
a little
awkward.
Bit better.
Like statement. Get it out of your vernacular. Throw it away. There's only one side that can be right.
Have a take.
And that's Friday, man.
Who's right and who's wrong?
Think of the activity you like doing most. Would you rather be doing that activity or anticipating it?
Max, what
is I don't think that's
the argument.
I don't think that's the right context to put it in,
Max. I'm not anticipating
Friday, the reason you like Friday is your claim is that you are anticipating the thing that you want.
Max,
I still think Saturday is number one. Saturday's number one.
Of course, I can't believe anyone's arguing against Saturday.
I'm trying to describe my take. It's my take, okay? It's my take. So here's my take. When Friday hits 5 p.m., I am out of here.
Oh, Friday at 5 p.m., sure.
But by the way, I've already been out of here since I started work because it's Friday.
That explains a few things.
It's Friday.
That explains it.
We didn't even get to the rest of the week.
No.
I'll tell you another reason I think I like Sunday. Because as a, well, I'm not religious, but I wouldn't, you know, I'm not of the persuasion that would go to church on a Sunday anyway. So Sunday is unencumbered for me by any kind of responsibilities that other people are like, okay, I now have to do this thing. I can sleep in and do whatever I want on a Sunday.
What's the second? All right, so we got 1-2. Consensus says Friday, Saturday is 1-2.
Yeah, I think we got to continue this conversation.
Consensus does say Friday, Saturday, but this is why I'm smarter than everybody.
But you're
this
not.
Is Keyshawn, J. Will. Well, Jay.
You just tell people that.
Jay.
Just because you say it doesn't make it accurate.
It does. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You just don't understand. I'll explain it to you later. Coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, we're going to continue this with an expert.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Key, why does today feel like it's Thursday? No? Am I alone here?
Okay.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
ESPN NFL reporter, of course. Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Before we get into that, Diana, what's the GOAT day of the week, Diana? Best day of the week?
Best day of the week, Di.
Well, first of all, happy Friday, guys. Great to be with you. I'm with you, Jay. I have no idea what day of the week it is. It feels like a Thursday. It does. It feels like a Thursday. But I realized, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, why do Jay and I both think it's Thursday? I think, you know, internally we want the weekend here so badly that we're trying to plow through the week here. But this week is going really slow. So, but to answer your question, the best day of the week. I'm a Sunday girl. And that changed.
Wait, Sunday is the best over Saturday?
The last few years.
Now, look, I think Sunday should be higher on the list than Friday, even though I know that's unpopular for some reason. People would rather anticipate the good thing than have the good thing. But better than Saturday, Diana? Why better than Saturday?
Sunday.
Well, first of all, let's just begin with the fact that I'm an NFL reporter, right? So all the action's on Sunday. So let's just start there. But putting aside our professional lives, it's the off season and I don't have a game, I think I cherish the day so much when I'm with my family and when I'm hanging out and I get to sleep in and I have my coffee and I go for a nice walk in the morning. Mm. I think, God, by the way, I'm like listening to myself. I sound like I'm 87.
I get it. That makes sense.
She loves Sundays. Never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all.
I'll tell you what. I was not expecting Sunday number one.
Thursdays are good. Thursdays used to be my favorite. Thursdays were good. Thirsty Thursdays, you go out to, you go to happy hour or hang out, and you wake up Friday, weekend's here, and you just run it back. But I don't know. I really enjoy the peacefulness of a Sunday. Now, what I don't like is Sunday scaries. And everyone in my family suffers from it terribly. The mood in my house changes around 4 o'clock.
Yes, I agree.
I can see it. Everybody. Right?
Yep.
It's just like, even I went on a family vacation recently with my extended family and my brothers, my sister, everybody just gets cranky.
It's the worst.
And stressed. And you can see the anxiety building.
That's true.
You know, the emails are starting to pile up and everyone's on their phones. I hate that part of Sunday. But let's
say, I see the emails piling up. You know why?
To 3.
You know why? Because people have turned Sunday into half a work day. The part of Sunday you don't like is not just the anticipation. It's you have to do some work on a Sunday, which is BS. Let me say something. We should not overcomplicate this. In my view, this is very simple. Saturday 1, Sunday 2, Friday 3, Thursday 4, Wednesday. You just work backwards.
Can I break it down?
Saturday's the king day. You don't have to do anything, and you have an extra day after.
The reality is we need to have a four-day work week.
Agreed.
Four-day work week.
But listen to this.
With Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as my work week.
No, I got a better one.
Because then I have no more Sunday. Well, weird.
You extend the work day. For the American worker, it's now 10 hours. You don't lose any productivity.
Well, watch this.
Watch this.
Hours.
No, no, watch this.
You don't even work regular hours, Max.
I am going to make Wednesday a federal holiday. And watch this, Diana. See the way you like Thursday? I will turn Monday into a Thursday by giving you Wednesday off. So now you're on a bender on a Sunday night, whatever it is. I have this whole long work week ahead of me. No, you don't. Monday, you just got to get through Monday, and then the next day is like a Friday.
Here's the problem with
everything. Just to change the conversation, though, Max.
Yeah.
We're talking best day of the week. I think the worst day of the week is Tuesday. Like, I don't mind Monday because I think we're all a bunch of go-getters anyway, and the week starts, and, I'm refreshed. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go be great today. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to give some hot takes on the shows. It's Tuesday that gets me. Yeah. And then I'm like tired. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only Tuesday.
But if Wednesday
was
off,
should really just be 2 days a week.
But if Wednesday was an off day, Tuesday wouldn't be bad. It was a Friday. Apparently, Jay would say Tuesday's his favorite day if I gave you Wednesday off.
Tuesdays become Mondays.
Here's the problem, y'all. Y'all are trying to get through too many days. Just embrace the days, man.
Stop trying to get through.
You're trying to get through
Harry
the days.
Harry is still bright-eyed
and
bushy-tailed.
I'm embracing the damn days. Y'all trying to get through them. Let's go. Let's
By the way.
Max, T-G-I-T. T-G-I-T. Thank God it's Tuesday,
exactly.
Right?
Harry what? Douglas, though. Everyone should take a lesson from that. And I see Harry do it, too. The kind of people who wake up and are happy to be alive, because, by the way, this is all you got, and embrace the day instead of trying to get through it. Ever see the movie Click? The Adam Sandler movie Click? Yeah. I thought there was some truth there. Like, you're trying to get through things. Guess what's at the end of what you get when you get through it? Life is the going through it, right? So Harry's attitude is best. Yeah. But that's not everybody's attitude. Diana, you've once again brought it. Let's talk some NFL. Do we have any music or anything?
There you go.
There we go.
That was the sound you were looking for.
Hot news or not news, Diana. Dolphins lose the first round pick. And owner Stephen Ross suspended as punishment for Tom Brady and Sean Payton tampering. Hot news or not news?
Oh my goodness, it's hot news. We can rip through all the reasons and Sean Payton and Tom Brady, but I'm going to keep it football and talk next year. All the pressure is now on Tua, right? Because they're losing a pick for next year. They have another one, right, that they traded with San Francisco, so they have one at least. But in terms of the quarterback sweepstakes in a very quarterback-heavy class next year, this isn't good for Miami now. So Tua has to perform. So more pressure on Tua.
I'm going to go with hot news, and I'm going to spin this off. You don't have those two first-round draft picks now in 2023. You're only going to have one. So if Tua doesn't have a great season and he's not the one, don't be surprised if Tom Brady, who's a free agent, is going down to Miami with that roster that they have.
Do you think the suspension for Stephen Ross needs to be more?
I don't. I don't think it needs to be more. I'm actually impressed that it went down. You know, because there's so many teams that are doing it the right way. And to finally see a team punished for doing it the wrong way when... And Jay, you talk to people around the league, and especially the old school guys, they'll say, oh, this stuff's been going on forever. You know, there's tampering all the time. Well, you know what? I'm glad that there's some punishment for it now. Because it's cheating. It's wrong. And by the way, that's the sense I was getting yesterday. Talking to people around the league about their reaction to this in general. You know, sometimes people kind of are anti-Roger, anti-the-league, their rules. Most are like, good. They deserve it. They were in the wrong.
Hey, Diana, real quick follow-up. I know we're doing something a little pacier here, but I'm curious. Is it like Stephen Ross is in the left lane, everyone's going 80, and he's the guy who gets pulled over and is like, hey, everyone's do or is it that he's actually going 95? You know what I mean? Like, did he do something different here?
I know what you're saying. And look, there's a lot of things he did, right, according to this. So the tampering is one thing. The trying to lose games, I do think that's unique to him. I've never in my years of covering the NFL have ever heard an owner say that or even heard a rumor of it. Look, guys, we've talked about teams that aren't going to be very good. In August, we'll talk about it. Like, all right, they're not going to be very good. We'll see how it plays out. And there's a tone within the building that, all right, you know, we're not going to be great. Maybe we'll get a good draft pick. But they're still trying to win games. They're not tanking. As for the Tom Brady side of this, you know, agents are talking to GMs and head coaches all the time about the players on their rosters. And then what happens is it opens up another conversation of other players they represent. Is that tampering? Yeah, that's tampering, but it happens. So there's some of what Steve Ross did, which is unique and wrong. And again, I've never heard of it before. And obviously they're suspending him for that. And then there's other things that were part of the Miami Dolphins and what they were guilty of doing that I've definitely heard before. You know, it happens. So they're just going to pay the price here.
Now, look, usually on Hot News or Not News, we do many subjects. In this case, Diana, your contributions to the GOAT Day of the Week debate or the ranking of the Day of the Week debate was necessary, as it turns out. And the illuminating just now of what's going on with Stephen Ross, also necessary. And so that is the only topic that we're going to get to in Hot News or Not News.
That's all we got.
Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN, NFL reporter extraordinaire. Thank you, as always, Diana.
All right, Di.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, we're going to head to Bucks camp and see what their reaction is to the Dolphins news. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Max, you know, this is the only birthday song you should sing on birthdays, right?
I just sing the regular happy birthday song.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too bland for me. I can't.
Happy. I always hated that song, the happy birthday song, but now it's ingrained in my head. As a little kid, I hated it. It's just stupid. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this.
But no, I'm not talking
this
about this.
This was always a happy birthday
song. I mean, the happy
song
birthday
me.
Song that everyone sings. It's the worst song ever, but everyone sings it. Yeah, this is a much better song.
This right here, my boy Steve. Happy birthday to you.
Go ahead, man. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got the pipes now.
Let me find out.
I was such a big Stevie Wonder fan when I was a kid. Still, by the way, Stevie's got so many hits.
Oh, does he?
Oh.
Man.
Jenna Lane, ESPN Bucks reporter, with us now for Camp Confidential. It is Tom Brady's birthday, And Jenna, as the man who said years and years ago he would still be going strong at 45, let me just say happy birthday, Tom Brady. What's the reaction, the Bucs' reaction, been to the Tom Brady news that came out of the Dolphins, came from the Dolphins this week?
Well, we're about to find out because, of course, that news came just after we spoke to them. But, you know, it's interesting because we asked Tom about this in June, about reports that he had spoken with the Dolphins, and he did not deny doing that. He didn't lie. He said, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people about over the years about post-playing career and my plans for that. So very curious what he has to say the next time we do talk to him. But I reached out to the league office and they said that Brady would not be penalized for any of this. The player with the tampering, players won't be penalized. The focus on this was with ownership.
Okay, so the Bucs and the Dolphins, they're actually going to have a joint practice coming up soon. Do you think there's going to be any riffraff when they do so?
I think that's going to be really, really interesting. Maybe more so, I think, from the fans that are going to be in attendance. But, look, I know that they've got a preseason game they've got to get ready for. I know Tom Brady is focused right now more than ever on trying to get this rapport down with this new center. And he said to us, he goes, Ryan Jensen, seeing him go down, like, he's heartbroken by it. A lot of guys are. So I think Todd Bowles will really hammer in the point that, hey, guys, no distractions. You're kicked out if you're fighting. And we already started to see a little bit of pushing and shoving in their own practices. So, you know, they're eager to hit somebody else. I think he's going to really drive home that they need to be locked in and focused on what they have to do, because they've got a preseason game they've got to get ready for. Preseason game number one is next week.
Jenna Lane, ESPN Buccaneers reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jenna, from a Jason Light perspective, obviously there's focus on this season and winning a Super Bowl. But, you know, hearing this report coming out, obviously understanding Tom Brady moving forward, what kind of measures do you think he starts to put in place to assure that this team will continue in the right direction for years to come?
Well, you know, they've been very generous, I think, with Brady in terms of giving him all the things that he needs, including time this offseason, right? Like, we talked to them at the NFL Combine, and they were not, he and Bruce Arians, because Arians was still the head coach then, it was not about, we've got to find the next quarterback. It was, we will leave a light on for Tom. So they have said, we'll let him play till 50. We'll let him play as long as he wants. But they've also emphasized that this training camp is going to be so important for them, and this preseason, to see what they really have in Kyle Trask, because Brady is a guy that likes to eat up a lot of reps. He likes to take all the reps. And so that had limited opportunities for Trask in practices last year. We really only got to see him in the preseason. They want to see more of that guy. Now, granted, he is the first one out there, and he's getting in early work just so that he can get some more reps in, because you've got Brady and then you've also got Blaine Gabbert trying to get reps in practice. But, you know, Trask actually had a multi-touchdown day yesterday. So I think he's starting to come on. Now, nobody is going to look like Tom Brady. I mean, that guy's ball placement is just out of this world. Quarterback coach Clyde Christensen told me, he's like, look, I'm not exaggerating here. I think this is the best he's ever thrown it. And I've seen him for a lot of years because, of course, he was on the other sideline when he was with the Indianapolis Colts. They had a lot of battles there. But, you know, they're excited about Kyle Trask and his development, and they're really looking forward to seeing what he can do in preseason, because that'll play a big role too in deciding what direction they go in for the future. This is year number two for him. This is going to be important.
So, Jenna, I understand that this year is this year, but I want to jump into 2023 when Tom Brady's a free agent. Do you think there's a possibility, especially with all this news coming out about the Miami Dolphins and how he's been linked to it, do you think there's a possibility he will end up with the Miami Dolphins next year?
You know, given what has come out about that, and the fact that, look, the Dolphins tried to lure him not once but twice. I mean, even going back to when he was a Patriot, I don't know. I don't know if that is something, because I just think that maybe it's kind of tarnished that whole deal. I don't think Brady would want to be associated with that. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, though. But I just, kind of knowing the directions that he's taken throughout his career, I don't think he would want to be associated with something like that anymore. But at this point, I'm not going to profess to have a crystal ball on the guy because, I mean, he was retired for 40 days. And people would ask me, you think he's going to come back? And I personally said, well, I don't think so, because you try making this promise to your wife and children and your family and telling them, yeah, I'm done. And then all of a sudden you're coming back 40 days later. Like, I figured he was done. And lo and behold, he is back and he's at training camp like he never left. And you know, he's, as Christensen told me, and I can certainly reaffirm this, he's playing with a lot of joy and he's enjoying himself. I know he was a little testy in his press conference the other day, but I have to say, I think that was probably because of the heat and the fact that it's just in camp. And that big giant red flag that everybody always talks about when they come to the facility, we're looking at that to gauge what kind of day it's going to be for everyone, players, media, coaches. And that thing has not been moving. There has been no breeze in practice. It has been so oppressively hot. I mean, I thought those training camp practices in Orlando back in the day were tough. I'm sure Keyshawn can probably tell you some horror stories about that. But it's been brutal out there. It has been rough. I'm so glad we're going indoors today.
Jenna Lane, ladies and gentlemen, that's ESPN Bucks reporter. Thank you, as always, Jenna.
Thank you.
Guys, Harry, Jay was the first one. He overheard it on his yacht. The meeting between
you are the worst
Ross
framer
Brady.
Of conversations, man.
So I know how Jay feels about it. I want to know what Harry thinks about what he just asked. Tom Brady to the Dolphins. And then we'll find out from Jay what's actually going to happen.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tell me about Tom Brady, the quarterback. What are your strengths?
Well, everybody tells me I have a pretty strong arm, which is good. I'm pretty accurate with it. Pretty good work ethic, so I think I get the job done.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! Three out of four. Lombardi Trophy is for the Patriots! Six Super Bowl championships!
What are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? In the end, my life focused around football.
Fast forward 21 years.
And Bucks win the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady, you are the GOAT.
I think we knew this was going to happen tonight, didn't we?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What's the GOAT day of the week? And more than that, what's the ranking of the week?
Days of the week.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. No one agrees with me. I have the most rational formula.
You're still pushing a narrative.
Saturday 1,
Sunday.
Sunday 2, and then Friday 3, like that till Monday is the last one because it's the worst one. Everyone else likes the anticipation of the thing better than the thing itself.
Friday.
Sad commentary. Well, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
I got Saturday first.
Harry, could Brady end up going to the Dolphins?
Now, the chances, I think, now are very, very slim because of the news that we had come out. But I can easily see Stephen Ross trying to lure Tom Brady to come down there because he's going to be a free agent after this season. And you look the way this roster is constructed now. And what you have three solid running backs. You have two of the fastest guys in the game at the wide receiver position. And what does Tom Brady love, especially from that slot position, a guy that's quick, twitchy, that he can get the ball too quick and let him provide some run after the catch. You think about Wes Welker. You think about Julian Edelman. You think about Amendola. You think about a guy like Deion Branch, all those guys. Troy Brown that played an intricate role in Tom Brady in his career. But then you have two solid tight ends in Mike Gesicki and Durham Smythe. The offensive line, Teron Armstead, they brought in Connor Williams. That's going to be shored up even more. And I think next year in the draft or free agency, you can also look at other offensive linemen as well. So when I look at the way this roster is constructed, now that's hypothetically if Tua doesn't play well. And you got to remember now, a first-round draft pick has just been taken away from the Miami Dolphins, in which they could have used to try to move up in the draft if they weren't positioned in a certain spot to go up and get a quarterback. Tom Brady is a free agent, and he's getting a house built down there as well.
Man, it sounds like a done deal to me. He's out of the Bucs deal at the end of this year.
A lot of players own homes in Miami, though.
No, but
I'm just saying, like, it's a slim chance, but I would never throw anything out of the door.
They're on a boat making plans. If Tua doesn't get it done, Brady, part of this whole thing of him coming back is he is out at the end of this year. You read the writing on the wall.
I mean, I think there's a slight probability.
It's a small
of
chance.
It,
for
small
sure.
Chance.
Like, slight?
Yeah. I think a lot. I would pay attention to what happens with Brian Flores and Stephen Ross, because I do think at the end of the day, who Tom Brady decides to partner up with next, he's always been very legacy
brand conscious,
aware and brand conscious.
Yeah, that's
and
a good point. Yeah,
big for him.
So had this
as
not
he leaves the game.
Had this not come to light, do you think he'd be there?
Well, that's why I say it's slim. Because this has come to light. That's why I say it's slim now, but I would never rule anything out. Plus, guess what, guys? He gets to play the Patriots twice a year. Oh, Bill Belichick and Mac Jones.
I hear you on that.
Possibility. Very slim.
Rick in Ohio has something to say, guys.
What's going on?
What's up, Rick?
I'm all right, man. Hey, listen, I'm with Jay Friday. Don't you guys get the bag on Friday? That's the Trump card of all of them, don't you think?
But you get in the bag regardless, you know? It just happens to be the day they hand it to
you. Oh, it's the day that leads into the weekend? Come on.
I wonder if Yates has the song Friday by Sir Charles. It's ooh. Friday.
Friday night.
And I'm
just
gonna
got
party and get my groove on. Get my groove
on. Oh, Harry.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I got him.
Okay.
And I know I got him, too, Jay. You see the confidence? I got him.
I got him.
Mike in Reno.
Squinted eyes, too.
Squint game.
Hey, Max. I called in last week. Yeah. I wanted to say three really quick things.
Go ahead.
One, I thought about you after the whole video game thing. I remember thinking that there was a NASCAR driver who used to prepare for racing by playing a video game. So I apologize for that video game beating you took, but it's okay because you're gangster. And
That's true.
I want to say thank you on behalf of all the truck drivers.
Yes.
During what I call the twilight hour, you helped keep us awake with these wonderful debates. And three,
yes.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Max, you are 100% right. What other day do you get to sleep in? What other day do you get to lay around and watch sports, work on your own house? I don't get up in the morning and go, oh, it's Friday. I get to go to work. Woo-hoo. I get up and say, it's Sunday, man. We get to watch sports. I get to do whatever. Max, you're 100% right.
Thank you, Mike. You watch football all day on a Sunday.
Well, how about we just let Mike take over the segment and stroke Max's the entire time?
What are we doing?
That's
here,
only
Mike?
18 weeks out of the
Jesus.
Year.
What, is Max the only guy in the show?
Go get your own damn sources.
Goodness.
Jeez.
Max, you're right. Hey, Max, you also right. Hey, Max, I was with you on the video game thing. Oh,
yeah.
Max.
Well, listen, Mike has a lot of time. He's driving the truck. He's thinking about things. He has a lot of time to reflect, and I'm making a lot of sense.
You also just increased Mike's work hours on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
Jason,
tell him he should work 10 hours.
No. Wait. What I'm saying is, if it's an issue of you have to give something to get something, then I would rather increase, instead of 5 days a week, and no one works exactly 8 hours, but let's say the work week is based on 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. That's 40 hours. I would rather do 4 days a week, 10 hours a day, and take Wednesdays off to break up the week.
Here's my only thing. I know we're going through a lot of different arguments, though.
Yep.
You've had long weekends now. It feels different.
Damn, it feels good.
You feel a lot more rejuvenated
going
into the work week. So that one little day off doesn't really do it.
Yeah, it does, because it breaks up. Look,
so how come you're not doing that with your summer schedule?
Watch this. Thursday is a little worse because you're working a little more. So is Friday. In exchange, Sunday is much better because you're not facing a whole week. Monday is much better because it's like a Thursday, which everyone likes. Now Tuesday is a Friday. I've given you an extra Sunday on Wednesday, and I think the reason you don't like the breakup of the week is because you don't like Sundays as much as I do.
Yes.
Right? If you like Sundays, then you want a Wednesday off. If you don't, then you want a three-day weekend. I think that's what it comes down to.
I would prefer the three-day weekend.
Me too.
Yeah, I prefer the three-day weekend.
Harry Douglas's philosophy is 100% right, though. If you can live like this, it's the way to do it. Don't try to get through the day. Embrace the day. Because people who are trying to get through the day are actually just waiting to die.
What are we doing?
Right? That's all. What are you trying to get to?
What are we doing, a TED Talk right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can stroke my ego, Max. I don't mind.
Jason in Phoenix. What do you have to say, Jason in Phoenix?
Hey, Max. Yeah. Sorry to inform you, man, but you're wrong. It's break it down to the day. If you have a 12-hour workday, 10-hour workday, like you just said, 10 minutes before you get out of work, you're happy. You got 10 minutes before you go in, you're sad. It's simple, man. It's anticipation.
Well, that's because
that's
a sleight of hand. You've changed the proportion of the time. Sunday is a full 1/7 of your work. The last 5 minutes of your work or the first 5 minutes, whatever, is a tiny fraction of a 12-hour workday. The reason you chose 12 hours and 5 minutes is to illustrate your point, but it's actually deceptive. If you said 1/7 of the time, that's very different than a 1/100 of the time. See what I'm saying? Is that clear, everybody?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like being this smart?
Being the smartest
it's
guy.
It's lonely.
In the room.
Eugene in Miami.
Hey, good morning, guys. I agree with Jay, Jay 100%. Friday is the best day of the week. Then comes Saturday. Before Sunday, you have Thursday. And then Sunday would be the fourth. I'm saying because days of the week, they're best because how they make you feel. Friday, like Jay said, you're out of here. Saturdays, it's your day to just relax. And Thursday is that anticipation until Friday. And then Sunday, you're just ready to get back.
You're getting ready to get back
to work again by midday.
Let me tell you why Eugene makes a convincing point here. Because people experience their lives the way it makes them feel, more than in an absolute sense. For example, the standard of living for everyone now, for almost everyone, is much, much higher than it used to be, right? Like, if you drive a truck, you live much more like Bill Gates than someone who didn't have money lived like a king hundreds of years ago. In other words, when you get home, you have a comfortable couch to sit on, you got a TV to watch, you got a refrigerator to keep your food cold, there's some food in the fridge for most people, right? If it's hot in the summer, you put on an air conditioner, that kind of stuff. You have enough to eat. That's not how it used to be. If you're watching the game on your TV, that you're approximating Bill Gates' experience, right? But people don't experience it that way. They compare themselves to other people, and they don't feel that way. The way you experience things and feel about them is actually more important to most people than the kind of experience in an absolute sense. So that's a compelling argument.
Is it Friday?
We're going to continue to discuss the legendary career of Vin Scully.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.